You feel like you're watching organized chaos in action at a refugee support center in Berlin. Staff are trying to look after the needs of hundreds of people who show up every day. They need medical help. They need food and shelter. They need someone just to explain the basics of claiming asylum and what it entails. Everyone is surprisingly calm given the circumstances, but there is just so much to do.
Please sit down.
The refugees I met here were all very news savvy. They'd heard about the New Year's Eve attacks in Cologne and other cities, which had been widely blamed on refugees. And they'd also heard about the backlash, foreign-looking men beaten up in Cologne last Sunday. Mustafa Abdulhai came here from Aleppo in Syria, and he's worried.
I come to here to start a new life. I'm afraid now because maybe it's a problem in future. People in Deutschland, maybe thinking all refugees, it's bad now after this problem in Cologne. I wish this problem finish faster.
I have to say, this center itself is the proof that many Germans certainly do want to help refugees who've come here. Everywhere I look, there are people scurrying around. They're serving coffee to refugees. They're finding them clean clothes from a huge collection of clothes that have been donated. And there are posters on the wall for all the activities they've organized. There's German lessons for adults, children's play centers, and there's even, I kid you not, a poster for a cat. They're trying to find the owner of a cat that's been separated from its refugee owners. And all of this is being done by volunteers.
My name is Christiane Beckmann. I'm from Moabit Hilft. That is a citizen organization. If there are people in need, if there are human beings who need help, so you have to help them, so you become a volunteer.
What do you think the effect is going to be of what happened in Cologne and the way it's being perceived?
I think the mood kind of changed. People look different on refugees. It's like everybody or every man which doesn't look German could touch women here. Also, my friends changed. I had to listen to sentences like, I have nothing against foreigners, but. And if a sentence is with a but, you know we have a problem here.
Do you understand the fears of some Germans who saw what happened in Cologne and feel like, okay, well, all the worst things that we worried about people coming from a country where maybe women's rights are not so strong, those seem now to have been realized here?
I do understand the reaction of the people, what happened in Cologne, but refugees come from Syria, from Macedonia, they come from Iraq, Iran, Palestine, they come from all over the world, and all those people are the same what?
The anger here is certainly palpable. After one anti-refugee march in Cologne itself, another was held this week through the city of Leipzig. Banners held aloft proclaiming refugees unwelcome. But the protesters' venom was also directed at the German Chancellor. Angela Merkel is blamed for saying last September that all Syrian refugees were welcome in Germany. One poster showed her wearing a hijab. Another told the Chancellor to get lost and take your Muslims with you. Mummy Merkel, the speaker said sarcastically, had offered New Year's greetings just as fireworks were being hurled at Cologne Cathedral. The crowd who carried out the attacks, the speaker said, were like a paramilitary terror group. Anti-Merkel sentiment is no longer confined to street protests, but can be found even among her supposed political allies. At his office on the famous street Unter den Linden, I met Stefan Meyer. He's Home Affairs spokesman for members of parliament in the ruling coalition and a member of the conservative CSU, the sister party to Merkel's Christian Democrats. He insisted that the Chancellor had been well-meaning when she allowed in so many refugees, but it was, he said, a bad mistake.
It would have been better if the German government would have decided in the autumn of last year that this way is stopped, to allow all the Syrians and all the refugees to come to Germany without any registration. There are a lot of party members who are upset and who are not satisfied with the refugee policy. We have very lively and very intensive discussions now, and certainly there is criticism, especially on Chancellor Merkel.
It does mark an extraordinary turnaround. For 10 years, Angela Merkel has been the unchallenged titan of this country's political scene, with popularity ratings other European leaders could only dream of. In an age of worldwide political disillusionment, Merkel was the leader that cynicism forgot. But recent polls show her popularity has dipped since the New Year's Eve events in Cologne. And although the drop is so far small, the political commentator Josef Janning believes the Chancellor is now a diminished figure.
In the course of this crisis, she's lost her super Merkel status. She thought she could control the situation because she had seen everything. She was in office for a decade, and she had developed sort of a gut feeling for politics and European affairs. Nowadays, she's seen as a politician who, against her usual practice, did not calculate all of the consequences of her actions. And that now, after Cologne, is held against her by many people.
How much trouble do you think Angela Merkel is in? I mean, she's not facing an election in the near future.
Well, she's facing a few regional elections, which will then also be seen as an indication of her support. But I think what's more important for her, she now has to deliver on the expectation of the people that she can reduce the number of new arrivals in this country. And for that, she has to effect that Turkey reduces the number of people that leave Turkey. She has to effect that other Europeans keep arrivals in their own borders and process their claims there and send them back. These are steps beyond her immediate control.
Refugees, of course, are always struggling to control their own destinies. But one Syrian, now in Berlin, showed me the small step he's taken in the face of the Cologne attacks.
Good morning, ich heiße Anas.
Muni didn't want to give his full name, but he and some friends have produced a video in which refugees express their sympathy to Germany for what happened on New Year's Eve. They carry signs saying, "We respect women," and then they beg people not to tar all refugees with the same brush as the men who carried out the attacks.
They don't represent us. They don't represent their countries. They don't represent their religions.
Muni's English is rather faltering. Right now, he's more focused on getting his German up to scratch. But he told me why producing this video was so important to him.
I said we should make this video and we can show to all people there are in all countries good people and bad people. And now I hope people here, they make contact with refugees, speak with them, and after that they can understand. Because after what happened in Cologne, I was sad, but I can't say refugees are bad. They are friendly. We want to live peace, like everyone wants to live and continue our life.